The government has established an electronic verification data system, or EVDS. It's not a security network, more like a way to capture the personal information of people who get vaccinated. Health Minister Zweli Mkhize says the EVDS is going to be crucial to ensuring an efficient vaccine rollout.
We would, however, encourage all healthcare workers to register before the inoculation call, because this will help us to know how to refine our current allocations and get enough vaccines to the right vaccine centers at the right time.
International anti-crime organizations are warning, though, that organized criminal groups are hacking into EVDS systems to try to gain access to vaccine supplies. Once they get into the computer program, the criminals try to divert shipments to their collaborators. Mkhize says his cybersecurity team will prevent this, and his focus now is ensuring that every health sector employee in the country appears on the EVDS platform.
In the event that a healthcare worker has not self-registered, you will not be denied vaccination. You will be registered at the vaccination site. It must just take a few minutes longer.
Government immunization specialist Professor Leslie Bamford says it's not only doctors and nurses who'll get first access to jabs, but everyone in healthcare, from porters to hospital janitors and more.
Funeral workers, we are including traditional healers. So we have an extremely broad definition of people working in the health sector.
Some in the health sector are concerned, though, that the state isn't involving private corporations and civil society groups in the vaccine rollout. One of South Africa's most prominent aid organizations, the Gift of the Givers, has vast experience in participating in public health initiatives and disaster management around the world. Director Imtiaz Suleiman says he finds it amazing that a government which is clearly under pressure to deliver a good vaccination program hasn't called his organization for assistance.
The reality is they can't do it alone. They need partners. Companies called us and said, we have the biggest cold storage facility in South Africa. We can give that to you free of charge. We have cold storage trucks to carry the vaccines throughout the country. We can give that to you free of charge. Medical aids came and said, we have more than 4,000 nurses. We can use them to administer the vaccine. I got buy-in from companies to say, we can give you fridges with generators to help the hospitals.
But so far, says Suleiman, government hasn't responded to the offer of cooperation from Gift of the Givers. The state did, however, respond to a rumor that was circulating on social media about the aid group.
I got a call from the Department of Health, and they said, we heard you're procuring vaccines. So I said, we're not procuring vaccines. You guys said you're doing it yourself. They said, but if you're procuring vaccines, we want to partner you. And we have started the process speaking to people in different parts of the world. As an international NGO, we can try to leverage companies to get vaccines as an NGO outside government to increase the number of ampules we can get faster into the country. There's no guarantee, but we can use our reputation.
The state says it plans to involve big business and civil society organizations in the vaccine rollout at what it calls an appropriate time. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.